Hey. Guess what? You've been touched, tainted, and tarnished with the thought and the crime and the passion. It happens to all of us. Don't worry. I'll get you through it. Cause I know the map, and I've seen the path, and I know with time we can all escape. But for now, why don't you be our guest at Dungenetics? In our last adventure, we successfully saved Hidden Harbor, and only Hidden Harbor, from Solsi, the Elven Lich Lord. We sort of understand that this may be the manifestation of the God of Death, but whatever. We'll deal with that later, out of sight, out of mind. But we have other problems. The industry on the island is still stagnant from disappearing workers in the mines. See, we can't get any gold out because whoever comes into the mine never leaves. Our party is about to travel deep into the hand-carved mines to find what I can only describe as gross, with tentacles and a pit of gore. So join us now as our action continues with me, Chester Winterbottom, being dragged down into my death with only an absent-minded wizard, a rogue who only loves gold, and Lord Albert Shaw, probably the only honorable one in the bunch. Thank you very much, and have a magical experience here with Dungenetics.
Lob a fucking acid on the thing, and it just started melting into the pool.
Nice. All right.
Then we go to the top of the order.
I'm going to crossbow holding on to him. 17 plus.
Yes.
That hits. You hit. All right, it's got 3 hit points, so. You shoot a crossbow into the center of the mass, and that thing just sinks, and the tentacles go limp around Bobby. And then we go to the monk.
Oh, I'm getting the hell out of here. Run, but I still have this challenge to the right of me. Is there anything I can do to...
Give him the rest of the rope. We'll toss the rope in. You just drag him out with the rope.
Yeah.
I could do that. Minor action, give him the rope, and then just bolt.
Yeah, you could throw him the rope.
Yeah, because you can run parkour off out of there. With you running us.
I'm just going to run down the tunnel, find out what's going on. No.
Yeah.
Well, I am going to actually, to get out of this horrific thing, use Step of the Wind.
Then come up with 12.
3-3.
All right, so you can move an extra 15 feet, so you got 45 movement.
Yeah.
And that can get you way out of range.
Good. Come back.
Pretty much, I hate to be a coward, guys, but. Yeah.
I'm out.
I'm gonna back out of this, heal myself, and I'll be right back.
All right. Then,
actually, if you run down that hallway, tell us what's going on. By the time you come back, you'll be fine.
I could do that.
You could. There could be more monsters.
Yeah, but you're
not gonna do that. I'm not gonna do that.
You're
stab
in the
it
pit.
In the face.
Hustle
face to face with a huge fucking monster.
Stab it in the face with your flaming sword of anti.
This ends now.
How big is this thing? Like, could
12 feet long.
Okay, so then there's no way we can like tie a rope around this thing and pull it out of the pit.
Why would you not do unless that? You take some serious steroids.
Okay. Why would you want to do that anyway?
Yeah, so I don't have a disadvantage to hit when I'm attacking it.
Don't have a disadvantage to town.
Deadly strike. Do deadly something. Strike. Just fucking.
Plus we want to run.
All right.
All right. I guess I'm attacking it.
I definitely wrote down. Somewhere.
14 plus 8.
Oh, you hit it.
All I got is note.
Oh wait
a
minute.
Kill
Hutzel's
sister.
You're in the pit. Roll again.
See, I knew I should have done it. Look it. Left myself a note.
16.
All right, you hit
Hutzel's sister. If I'd done that back when I wanted to, I would not have any of these problems. I knew it was coming.
This is true, and I'm using 2 expertise dice plus my flame.
I wrote it down randomly when we first met her.
So 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 6 and a 6. 12 plus an extra 4. That's a lot of damage.
29. So that was the fighter, so now the mage. Yep.
You.
Finish it.
Finish it.
What's he at now? He's still...
Well, I've hit him twice now for, like, massive damage. So try using, an acid arrow. You can't use the maximum.
No, I can't, but I can use the acid arrow again.
Did you do substitution last time?
It doesn't... If you hit it, it does continual damage. If you miss, you do lesser damage, so... It's a pretty powerful spell.
Yeah, we might as well stick with the acid arrow.
All right, roll to hit it.
Wow, Brian.
What did you roll?
One.
Oh, 10!
All right, roll 2d8.
2d8.
I got one here and one here.
You slung your thing. It bounced off a wall, came back into the pool, and hit the back of the creature for a little.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Alright. You're like, you kind of tripped as you shot it, but it didn't.
My leaf!
Your leaf falls out. Then we go to the top of the order. Rogue.
My leaf.
I got nervous. I got gun shy. I don't perform well under pressure.
I guess I'll use Ring of Ram.
The Ring of Ram doesn't do a lot of damage, it moves things. You probably do more damage physically. Okay. It moves things.
Oh, so it's already in the water. So yeah. I'll use a...
Splash bag.
Crossbow.
Yeah. All right, shoot it.
Come on!
One!
One!
What's going
on? All right, like the cop at MCC last week, you shoot yourself in the foot. Oh.
Nice.
You take 1 point of damage.
Wah, I'm an expert at Dade County.
You're like,
patrolling.
Oh, God.
Mark played it cool, though. He's like,
no,
you didn't actually
guys,
hit
I'm
your toes
okay.
that bad, but there's a quarrel sticking out of your boot.
Good going, Mark.
One good thing. I didn't lose an arrow.
I got it back, yoink.
That is true.
Right all right, the
Monk,
crossbow.
It's you.
Oh, God.
Do you need to heal? How low is your hit point?
I'm at 7.
Yeah, you should probably spend this turn to just kind of like, you know, channel the goodness and be one with the universe.
In the corner somewhere.
I'm going to smear war wounds on my face like a Nikki 6.
Right.
Oh, perfect.
1d8 plus 4.
All right. Perfect. 6.
So you're up to 13. And then...
Okay, it's better than where you were.
That's fair.
Then we go to the creature.
Creature.
Yeah,
they had a string of good shots and then they just gave up. And he swings his two tentacles at Hutzel and misses again.
Yay!
And then we go to Hutzel.
Okay.
Use your flower, your flaming sort of powers.
Your flowery sort of pouches.
Yes.
I'm the flower swordsman from like King of Thrones now.
Yes.
Game of Thrones.
Okay.
I don't know what that is.
I'm not that nerdy.
10.
To know what that reference is.
And natural 20.
So you got a 10, but that hits.
Alright.
That was a natural 10, right?
Yeah.
Alright, so.
He's still on.
I am using flaming damage and two of my expertise dice.
Alright.
Oh. So 10 plus 4, that's 14. Deadly strike. It's 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24.
All right. You drive your sword right into the mouth of this thing as it closes its on your flaming sword and its teeth shatter, and it pulls you under as it sinks into the water.
What?
And you see Hutzel just disappear under the...
Dude!
Hutzel, no!
But a moment later, he bobs back up to the surface covered in blood.
Sweet.
Can we pull him out?
Sweet! Hutzel enjoyed it.
I'm at the bottom of the pool.
Did I see anything good while I was
there? Like I said, there's chunks of gold in there, and there's
that's right.
Gems.
Yeah, I'm going to grab some of that on my way out, because the way I see
it,
I earned it.
Stuck to you because you're
covered in doing water aerobics.
All right, you come out. His plate mill is all black, and he's now covered in gore from head to toe.
Going to need a shower.
With a flaming sword that's covered in demonic rune.
Which is amazing.
I feel good.
Someone get the hose. We got to hose down Hutzel again.
All right,
no, I'm gonna save
you
the one
going
shower
to
you.
We
got to
pull him out. Yeah, we got to rest.
Rest right here in the middle of the slime.
We
got
to pull Hutzel out. We got to get Bobby.
Well, not full rest.
Oh, so we can't just turn around and walk back out the mine?
Thanks for joining us on another amazing adventure here at Dungenetics. I'd just like to give a quick thank you to some contact I've made recently out in the crazy world. It seems as though a certain company called Lore Smith, that's LoreSmyth.com, has come out with the Claws of Madness. This Claws of Madness comes in a paper book or e-reader. For centuries, Elmore Monastery near the port town of Setstone was a safe haven for scholars, monks, and pilgrims seeking enlightenment. Its renowned library, home to an enormous collection of ancient manuscripts, tomes, and particular writings. When villagers start disappearing and turn up horribly mutilated days later, fear takes a grip on Setstone. What sinister forces are at work, and to what end? Do you want to stop a madman from uncovering an ancient artifact and unleash its wrath on an amazing city? Well, you should do the right thing. And at least check it out. That's loresmyth.com. LoreSmyth.com.
This is Dave.
Peter.
Kelly.
Nikki.
Ryan.
Scott.
Nicole.
And you're listening to BNM Baked Podcast.
Oh, and we're from Mirror Battle.
And we're from
Mirror
Battle.
God damn it.
I'm kind of worried about what's down the end of this thing.
Well, that's why I would say do a rest, dude.
We gotta rest.
Do a rest.
All right, can we come back to this mine? If everything's going to be okay?
Well, in this edition, you have like short rests, which are like 15 minutes, allow you to just take a breather.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't just automatically get like full stats and stuff like that.
Surprisingly,
I was only down one.
I'm guessing during this short rest, we also divvy up the loot that we have found.
Yep, there is $500 worth of gold and four gems.
I'll take
worth 50 each.
All four gems.
I don't think so.
You can divvy up the rest.
I'd say we each take a gem.
Okay.
And then a portion of the money.
Do you want to split it evenly?
Yeah.
All right. You guys rest and pull out all the loot that obviously were that people chipped out before they got killed.
Give me that up and write that down.
Yeah, I'll got it.
Yeah.
And now it's up to you guys.
All right, banker, you get the three.
Should we go?
Tell us how much money we have.
Should we go further down the
accountant?
I think we have to.
Yes, because we don't know if this is the source of what the issues are. We might be more problems further downward.
We should really be super quiet if we're going to keep on going down this thing, though.
You're pretty sure whatever noise you just made trying to fight those two tentacle things might woke up whatever the hell was down there.
There could be a gigantic sleeping Cthulhu.
Cthulhu. Or dragon.
You want the dragon.
I want to tame my dragon.
I don't want the dragon. Do I notice anything along this with my knowledge of stone cunning? I mean, here's the thing. These were man-made tunnels. These are not in front of us that are...
Oh, well, the tunnel you're in now has been chiseled by miners.
Okay.
The tunnel before is, like, literally carved stone walls. So that's, like, a structure that was carefully built.
Okay.
Can I look at folklore?
If you go down to the tunnel,
folklore.
A lot of the, like, inscriptions on the side remind you of the orc encampment you went to.
Someone's gonna scroll.
Actually, I would like to take, you know, since we got like a moment here, I wanted to give you the flasks so that you could do some research on it and figure out how it works.
Yes, yes.
You pass it off.
I expect it back.
Okay. Well,
don't fill it full of grog and drink out of it or anything.
Can I use my crystal skull to figure out what the flask is?
You
all
should
about?
Be able to just use knowledge.
Well, I could use knowledge, I guess. Either or, right?
It takes out the crystal skull and it's glowing an odd yellow color.
Are you pulling out the crystal skull?
No, just use knowledge on it.
Yeah, well, arcane knowledge.
Yeah.
Your John's going to unleash hell on us.
D20.
Oh, about the inscriptions?
No, the flask.
Oh, you're about this flask? The flask is, you can will it to pull things into it.
Okay, we know that.
And you make it, basically, it tries to suck it. If it grapples the thing, it pulls it in, and then it's entrapped until the cork is removed. Because as it pulls it in, the cork just instantly comes right into it. And it can communicate with whoever holds the flask, but it can't really be released until the cork is removed.
I don't know.
I'm worried if he uses the skull too much.
I'll get addicted to it, and then you'll find me in an alley.
You're addicted to it. You're using it for financial gain.
I'm addicted to the skull, man.
I say we just do it the old-fashioned way and do some exploring.
Yeah, we don't have to.
All right, I'll use the skull to... What's the markings on the wall?
It talks more about the Twisted One.
Okay.
This was not built by them. It's a tunnel that was built as a prison for one of the lieutenants of the Twisted One. the Twisted One, he like created all these things. He was like a birthing stone for these abominations that the Twisted One used in its armies.
Gnarly.
Let's go forth.
Yeah.
No turning back now.
All right. After passing through the tunnel that appears to have outdated the miners' operation, it opens into a large chamber. The room has natural lighting, as if you would refer to glowing stones as natural. In the center of the room is a raised dais with a ring of pillars around it. In the middle is a pedestal that holds a deep black metal circlet with several dull purple jewels set within it. Arrayed around it are the statues of figures reaching for the circlet in various positions.
Does anyone have any detect trap?
No.
All right, he's not that kind of thief. More of an assassin. All right, you guys are looking around. You don't see anything. However, you...
Don't step there!
Don't see any, like, pressure plates or anything. You're looking around the cavern. You do notice a sound scraping, like a boot on the ground. Mm-hmm. And you kind of see a shadow move from one pillar on the other pillar on the other side.
Goddamn shadows. Wherever I go. Shadows.
It's like a man-sized figure you saw move from one pillar to the
next. Guys, there was a shadow.
Okay, did we talk to the shadow?
I think we should go investigate.
We don't want anything to do. We don't want any funny business.
We're going to get funny business.
Who's there? Show yourself.
Don't show yourself. Just tell us who you are.
Either or, your choice.
Yes.
All right.
No choice.
You're surrounded.
Don't tell us.
You see, you hear hissing, and the figure moves out from behind the pillar.
Can I
vanish? Is this Medusa?
Can I vanish?
You can vanish. Roll a sneak.
Which one's that?
D20.
He's gonna leave us.
No, I'm not.
No, he's
I never leave.
He's getting advantage,
three.
So he can do.
That's what you tell
the girls. Go hide behind it.
Never leave.
Three.
Oh yeah.
That's a horrible advantage.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
You're hiding behind a leaf.
Poof! And then the smoke clears, and you're still just standing there.
It's like Kung Pao into the fist.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so great.
But you see a figure walk around, and
don't look.
It is Medusa.
I knew it. Those statues were real.
This sucks.
Dude, we are going to have to hit this thing as hard and as fast as with everything we've got possible.
Wait a minute. Let's...
Everyone close your eyes. Actually, I have...
18.
I got a 15.
Plus one. I got 19.
Oh, it sucks.
19. What'd you get?
15.
What'd you get, Bobby?
6.
Yeah.
14 plus 8.
14 plus 8 is actually 22, but
whatever.
We'll go with that. So, the first one to move is the rogue.
Of course.
You try to hide. You are pretty sure that she saw you.
That may be our only chance, honestly.
This is how it works. You get disadvantage if you choose not to look at the Medusa. Or you can look at the Medusa and try to resist her power. Those are your two choices. Since she hasn't acted yet this turn, you can go to attack, which with your ambush or feat gives you advantage. So they cancel out. So you just get a natural roll this turn if you attack. All right.
Magic dagger.
Go for it.
You could have some kind of magic.
This could be it, man. If you could just knock this out of the park.
7 plus 7, 14.
You hit.
6 is 15.
You're going after that Badunka Dunk in that trunk.
I am coming after the Badunka Dunk from Medusa.
Is
wow. You just beat the living bejesus out of her. She's still standing.
Rogue!
Rogue.
Next one up is the mage.
Alright, could I do... Acid arrow. Yeah, I mean, that's what I would do.
Alright, roll twice. Take the lowest roll.
Wow.
assume you're not looking at her. 8 plus what?
14.
14, you hit.
So that's D6s or 3s?
3d8.
1, 4, 1. Wow, all right.
I got it. All right, oh, I got it. Okay.
How much?
5.
5?
Yeah.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yes, he is.
Yes, yes, he is.
It actually was impressive, just in, like, not a good for you kind of impressive.
Yeah.
I was actually scaling to the next monster and went away from her page because I assumed you were going to do as much damage as he had. But you really just
bungled the goose there.
What was that
really
arrow?
Smuggled.
She swings her sword trying to stab Mark.
You found a lover.
Yeah,
so
there you go,
swing
Mark.
In there, you got like deep into her chest.
Just
like you've got that dagger in. She pulls her short sword out, stabs you in the stomach for 7.
Oof.
And on top of that, one of her snakes takes a bite at you.
Aww.
Ryan.
What's your AC?
Worst thing ever.
15.
Oh, she missed by 1.
Wiping the sweat off your brow with that one.
And then.
Worst wizard ever.
What?
Then it goes to the fighter.
Wrong thing.
Come on.
I'm taking a swing. Disadvantage.
Go back to the pond and dip your sword in and come back.
Yeah right. Hold on, guys. I'll be right back.
Do a quick run. No, give your sword the.
I might be bleeding a little bit.
+8, so
actually,
19.
I'm bleeding.
You hit.
Your sword in me.
All right, I'm using 2 of my expertise dice.
All right, you go there.
What?
She's 3 life.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's why I thought Brian was going to kill her. She had 3 left.
Alright, so.
So he just runs forward and just drives the sword through her, and she screams and stumbles backwards. Alright, it is now your turn.
Okay.
The Medusa falls back to the ground. Her eyes are still looking up, so you don't really particularly want to look at it.
Punch
her in the box. You do hear a loud grinding noise from one of the walls.
Guys, I hear a loud grounding noise from one of the walls.
Can it be?
Now, here's the thing. She's on the ground. That's it. This gem here that everyone's reaching for.
The circlet it's a black metal circlet that goes on your head.
Make it fall on her face.
With 7 dull purple stones set in it.
Run for it. You know you want to.
Oh, dude, I got fleet of foot. I'm coming right up that pillar and boop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah. Go for it.
King of the world, man.
All right. You grow up.
Oh, this is such a bad idea. Okay.
He's wearing a red shirt, by the way.
He is.
Da, 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 da,
you run up to the pedestal, grab the circlet, and put it on. As the circlet is lifted, you hear the grinding sound of stone on stone. As a stone cube raises out of the floor, beyond
what did
the
you
pedestal.
Do? You released the board.
You see the out of the floor, 10 feet from the pedestal. The walls of the cube begin to move and shift like a Rubik's Cube. As you begin to see, a floating creature appears to be a sphere with a central eye, with a toothy maw with several fleshy stalks branching out of it, with eyeballs on the end of them.
Beholder?
I'm lopping off the Medusa's head right now.
Yeah. The cube is slowly opening. It's not free yet. And if the guess, that is the Twisted One's lieutenant that was imprisoned here.
Way to go.
That was coming up out of the ground regardless. Regardless.
He just made it come up early.
And then at the end of the turn, you see, like, out of the corner of the chamber, like, just like a cloud of dust, as you see this hulking, like, gorilla, like, kind of looks like a combination of a gorilla and an insect come burrowing through the wall, and it starts charging towards you.
What the balls?
Dude.
I never even come in first.
Balls the what?
And you.
Maybe they'll fight each other.
I'm gonna finish off Medusa.
She's dead.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna, guys.
Her eyes are still open. We have a stone thing.
Point it towards the
We got her.
What are you pointing that towards?
The gorilla creature.
You're gonna point it towards the gorilla creature?
Don't know. That's
technical. Lieutenant of
bunch of dead points or tell me. I don't know what the beholder is.
I'll be honest. If the beholder gets free and we have to attack that at our level, we probably will not win.
However, you do have something.
Yes, we do.
The flask.
Yeah.
Not what I was thinking, but okay.
freeze!
All right, use it on Gorilla Sack.
People are coming in this chamber to find something that's really, really crazy. They're willing to risk their lives with this thing I magically have. I have no idea what it does. Wizard, you're totally going to get this thing next turn. You better figure this thing out fast.
All right, Mark, you got the gorilla, and I got the beholder.
Okay, I'm going to use the reduce ahead to freeze.
Is it open? Is the beholder open?
Otherwise known as the scorpion king.
It's about to.
What, the creature?
Yes.
All right, just to let you know, it's about 12 feet tall. Its arms are long enough that it walks on its arms, but it has the shell of like an insect, just like that. It's also got four eyes.
Hey!
And it's like raised.
You
had
the flask still, right?
Yes, you gave it back to me after you told me how to use it.
Alright, it looked right at the Medusa and continues.
God damn it.
Make a wisdom save.
I have no idea what this thing does.
10.
With a beholder?
No. The
is that with your bonus?
7 dull gem.
9.
Oh, 9 total?
Well, I can use my crystal skull.
All right, roll and sack roll. Yeah.
5 plus...
Mommy, wow.
What does he get a plus to?
It won't take it.
12 total?
Yeah.
All right. He rips the Medusa up, shows it the thing. The thing just keeps charging at you.
Fuck.
But looking at it, you just see Mark kind of like his eyes start to cloud over, and he just lets out his dagger and swings it at Hutzel, but you're able to deflect it off at the last minute.
Dude, seriously?
It passed the saving throw.
Crap.
Whose turn is it, Hutzel?
Well, the creature is called an Umber Hulk.
Oh, no.
I have that magic card.
I did too, as a matter of fact. We all had Umber Hulks.
And
am I turning?
No, you're turning.
I know.
You're in control of yourself. However, it causes confusion when you look at it, and it makes you attack people around you.
Okay.
So that is your turn, mage.
All right. So my suggestion to you is use the Ray of Frost to slow down the Umber Hulk, so he gets another shot at it.
You want to do that, or do you want to do an? Yeah, I was thinking Blackstaff or...
It's either going to do Thunder Wave or it's going to do Phantasmal Image.
Thunder Wave.
But
yeah, we'll knock it back.
We'll knock it
Thunder
back.
Thunder Wave.
You need to roll for that? Is that
nope.
A roll? No.
All right, roll your damage, 2d8.
2d8.
There we go.
Take it. Six and a four.
Nice.
All right, 10.
Ooh, about time you rolled something good.
Finally.
You clap your staff down and the huge Umber Hulk just basically flies backwards onto its back.
Nice.
About 10 feet away from you.
Wait, it's on its back?
It is now.
Give it a tickle.
Can I
rub its belly?
I want to coop the grass in.
No, it has to stop moving to get to the grass.
So not fair.
You can get an advantage because it's on the ground, but you can't coop the grass on
head in its mouth.
I'm going to grapple it. Anyway, I'm...
All right, after...
I toss Hutzel the...
It's the fighter's turn.
So it's on the ground, it can't...
The
like,
beholder, how close is it to being freed? Can I tell?
At the rate that the Rubik's Cube is unlocking, you would say 3 turns.
Oh, this could potentially be a very bad
you're
idea.
You're carving an armor.
It doesn't mean I won't get turned to stone. I feel like I should probably just stab this thing. All right, I'll do... I won't look at it.
All right.
But I'll do Deadly Strike with the sword.
All right.
7 plus 8.
Yep.
All of my dice for this and my flame.
Okay.
Flame on.
Oh, 6.
Yeah.
Come on.
And then your last expertise, so 33.
You fucked that fucker up.
you drove it into the thing, and the creature is like tries to like go to the bear hug
this
you,
like
but
a
it's not
200 HP creature we got going on here.
It's the monk's turn.
Okay, so now I have a beautiful headdress. Let's think. Does
what's
it give
the
me strength? Does it give me speed? Does it grant me powers?
You feel like it wants something.
It wants to be on the beholder.
It needs something.
Needs blood.
Put it on Medusa's head, see what happens.
That's a good idea. Because, I mean, if it's Medusa's and it's her thing.
She's been protecting it.
She'll look pretty.
She's protecting it. It sort of makes sense.
Yeah, put it on her head and then point it towards the gorilla boy.
sort of had to go with that.
All right, yeah. You go and grab the Medusa.
I give it to him.
You put the circlet on it and you hold it up.
Don't look at it.
The Umber Hook isn't necessarily looking at it because the Umber Hook is looking right up at the ceiling and at the guy on top of him.
Yeah.
However, you see one of the seven jewels goes from a dull purple to a bright purple, and you see like it sucking like energy out of the Medusa's head, and the Medusa's head starts rotting.
So we basically
it was on his head.
Really? Okay, fine. I know what I have to do. I'll see you guys in a bit. I'll be right back in two turns. I'm going to like swan dive into the gory pool. Come back.
But this is bad.
This is bad.
We just destroyed the Medusa head?
Yeah, yeah. It just like took the life force out of it.
Kind of, did it hit the gorilla boy at all?
No.
So then it goes to the gorilla boy, who has disadvantage. Because he's on his back. Well, that would hit. However, it doesn't hit. That doesn't hit. Ooh, that hits.
Frick.
And that hits.
Frick.
So it's tried to, like, bear hug you with its massive claws that just dig through the stone, but misses widely.
Don't run away.
And then its manacles just open and, like, bite you. It does 18 points of damage.
Ooh,
you got fucked up.
Beans.
And then we go to the top of the order. Rogue.
I want a magic dagger, the gorilla boy in the face.
All right. Are you going to look at him? To call a shot, you probably have to look at him.
But he doesn't turn me to stone.
No, he doesn't.
It just makes me confused.
Yeah.
I'm confused anyway.
Yeah, all right, if you roll bad, something's going to happen.
10 plus 7 is a 17.
That hits.
Nice. Good going, Mark.
13.
20 damage?
Yeah.
All right, you beat the living bejesus out of it. Make a... Wisdom save.
1 minus 1 is 0.
Wow. All right. Make an attack roll against Hutzel.
Oh, god damn it, Mark.
Mark comes in, smashes this thing. The Oberhark is hanging by a thread. And then Mark just like, and it just goes to stab you afterwards.
Which one's the
6? Damn it, Mark. I knew
no,
this
D20.
Parry.
I can't. He went all out.
16.
Oh, that hits.
Sorry, Hutzel.
You bitch.
Now what do I roll?
Pain.
4 plus 5 is 9.
Bitch. So I'm at 30.
I don't do the Marshall dice, right?
So you stab the thing in the face, and then you stab Hutzel in the back.
Well,
and
you're on top of him.
Then so. It goes to the mage.
Finish him off,
Ryan. You have one more turn before the cubus is done.
We should kill this thing in an acid arrow or magic missile.
Magic missile, Brian. Don't do it.
I think acid. No, wait a minute. Magic missile.
You know what you could do? You could use magic missile, but with.
If you don't look at it.
Can use acid substitute to give it an acid.
Yeah. We'll do that.
All right. Acid, roll 1d4.
Magic acid?
1d4.
1d4.
Acid missile.
That's 9d4.
It looks like a pyramid.
Okay.
Pink power, Brian.
Pink power.
One.
You.
But it's still a hit.
Yep, you did 2 damage.
It's still a hit.
That was
you.
Underwhelming. Bro.
That was underwhelming. Fighter.
As always.
So we have one more turn.
No, you have until you have one full turn.
One full turn through again. Yeah.
So
this one.
When it comes around again to me, I'll have another chance to use.
That will be the last chance before the cubics is. Open. Yes.
Okay, so we literally have to kill this thing.
Kill yes!
With a sword.
With your sword. Huckle, you're only hope.
I hope I can do enough damage, and I am using my flame ability.
Flame on?
9 plus 8.
Are you looking at it?
No. So it's 9 plus 8.
Alright, you hit it.
Alright, 2 expertise and full flame.
Alright, it's got 1 hit point.
Full flame. Oh. You never go full flame.
You drive your sword down into it. It is now the monk's turn.
Hutzel, get off it.
Don't go full flame.
Everybody get away from it. Everybody get away from it. Run over to it.
Boom. All right, you bring the circlet. Even before you get it on it, you see its body starting to crumble and one of the other gems lights up.
Just one?
Just one.
So it's got 2.
But the thing is huge, though.
How many gems is on it?
7.
Yeah, we're boned.
Thing was fucking huge.
We're just
run.
Yeah. No.
No.
No. I still have the flask.
You got Hutzel. Just walk
Hutzel
up.
Hutzel really wants
this
to
is like
the
puts
flask.
The sword in the okay, ground. Okay.
You got
takes
the
out the flask.
I'm on game plan B. I'm running to that pool of
Bobby's gonna run to the
blood.
Now can't you run right from that, or do you have to wait till your next turn?
He's got.
Can you run right from that?
Do I really?
You still have an action. You can burn all your expertise.
Gotta.
Yeah, it's run right for the pit.
I have 3. Is it 3 to 4?
Yeah, you can roll 3 to get the highest.
You gotta run.
I want to use the big one. Well, that was terrible.
1, 2.
It was a 4.
And a 4.
So you get 4.
7.
So that gives you
7. That's
an extra 20 feet. So you're able to run pretty much all the way down the tunnel.
To the pit?
Yeah. So you're not to the pit yet, but so basically he puts it on, he's like, and you just see him like fucking like run along the wall down the tunnel.
Okay, we know where he's going. That
was
weird.
Yeah.
So now it's my turn again?
Then it goes to the top of the order. It is the rogue's turn. You see the last of the rotating stone cube fall into the ground.
Can I vanish?
The center eye of the creature is still not open.
Can I vanish?
You could.
I'm vanishing.
Its eyes is closed right now.
You could just ask me for the flask and we could each take turns trying to capture it.
May I walk around and go get my monster manual so we can take a look at what we might be facing?
I already know. It's a beholder, dude. Okay. I'm positive.
Well, it's a fleshy orb with a center eye, a mouth, and all these stalks with eyeballs at the end. No, its eyes still closed.
With your knowledge, can we put this in a flask?
We might be able to, but I don't think... Like, there's a lot of things it's just going to have advantage over us again.
It's so resistant to, like, everything.
Yeah,
I think it's
constitution. But its eye's not
insane.
Open, so if Mark uses that flask now...
Every once in a while, the wizard goes off on a tangent.
Hustle.
What? If I
calm
we
down,
give him the jewel to
it's not as bad
here.
As it seems.
No, Bobby just ran away with it.
Yeah. Yeah, but once it comes back to you, you disappear, and you can drop it on top of it. Right. Would that do any damage?
I think it only works if it's dead.
No, because when I put it on my head,
it's gonna
turn it like
it was fine.
It was like, it hungers for something.
It
eats death. And what was that dead? Oh no.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
I think it's very much going to be alive.
Yeah.
So
until
I think,
it's energized up all the way, and then
which we have no
also,
idea
as
what it's going to do.
As you're running down, you can almost hear the Medusa and like these alien sounds of the Umber Hulk in your head.
Ruh-roh, Raggy.
Good. Oh, hey, buddies. What should I do here?
But this has got to be something to destroy this thing.
All right, you're gonna hide.
I'm telling you, dude, even if you do quadruple your damage,
well,
you are not
that's
going
what you
to kill
wanna
it.
Do.
No, I'm just,
run at that thing
you are
and
going
fucking
to...
light it up.
Yeah.
Okay, man.
I'm just asking, what do you think I should do? Should I vanish or should I go
I think
after?
You should vanish. Because if I miss with the flask, I might be able to toss you, and you having advantage might give you a better than average chance to...
The last time this thing was free of the cube was over thousands of years ago.
Don't I have something from my big black staff? Didn't I have something that was talking to me? Do I have that?
Yeah, there's an entity trapped in your staff.
Couldn't I get...
Release him?
Release? Yeah, I get that again.
Oh, he can talk to you whenever you want to talk to him.
Well, can I ask him, give me a hint?
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Well, give me a hint on how to destroy this, or an inkling of
what do you think. So you're going to consult with him?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, making a charisma roll.
It's going to infect you, though. That's the only thing. Then
sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
19. Wow.
Wow.
Plus.
All right, you overpower the voice, and it's like, you haven't been consulting me lately. What is it that you seek?
Well, we think we have a beholder upon us.
I think you have a problem.
Tell me something I don't know.
Tell me something useful. That's something that's useful.
I guess, basically, give me an idea of what possibly could take this down.
Well, I will give you advice. It has many magical powers. However, once its center eye opens, anything in front of it, all items lose magic.
Whoa. Okay.
So they will regain it once it's out, but there is a cone in front of the creature's main eye that negates all magical gear. All magical spells.
So I can't be in front of this.
Which means Mark's dagger wouldn't be magical when he struck it?
No, because I...
No, the eye's closed right now, because it's sleeping.
Like I said, I could take it out or go for it.
But you hit it, it wakes up afterwards.
Yeah, but it's going to be injured by the time...
It's going to wake up anyway.
It's going to wake up no matter what. So if I'm going to do any damage to it, now's the time to do damage to it.
I would rather
Can you ask him about the crown?
Yes, I was just going to say, we found a crown... A jewel crown that eats flesh, or uses flesh to power itself.
What do you know of this?
Yeah, what would you know of this?
Describe it.
As
it's a crown with jewels on it.
Seven gems. Very No. Purple. They're dull purple, and they light up when
it was a crown we just found 5 seconds ago.
Eating flesh.
I'm just giving you a hard time. No, he goes. That sounds like a death circlet.
Yeah. What does that do?
Followers of Ben Solis use that. In ancient days, it captures the souls of slain, and it can convert them into various things. If you fill up the thing, you can turn any feeble blow into a mighty blow.
Wah, wah. Ooh. So if you put that in the gore, you let it charge up, you come back, you can use it as a mighty blow.
You can use Goku's Earth Bomb.
Anyone can use it as a mighty blow.
Yeah.
So we give it to the person that has something that's powerful Hutzel. Already, and add to that.
We could just like make your magic missile mighty awesome.
You can actually take it from the back. It won't be able to see you. Magic dagger, assassin style.
Yeah, but how long does it take
nothing
you to
says
charge?
Oh, trust me. I'm jumping into a pool of deadness.
He's just
All right, that's your turn. You consult. All right, the only one that
my least favorite
hasn't acted this turn is the fighter.
Okay, its eye is closed, correct?
Yes.
All right, so the cone of anti-demagicking isn't in effect yet, correct?
No. Use the flaming sword on it.
I'm using the flask, dude. Because, honestly, if I can capture this thing and use it later, that's like an instant win for any encounter we get into.
This is very true.
This is true.
Yeah, but then it would come after us afterwards.
Yeah, you know what? That's all right, the
what's
town's
your
problem. We're capturing Nagasaki and Hiroshima and Dresden in one little bit.
All right, roll a d20 minus one.
See, I knew I should have given this to Brian. God.
It's a magic attack, dude.
I heard you
Well, I thought you said that it didn't matter, though.
Well, you knew both of you could use it. That's all he found.
Come on. 11.
Oh, all right. 10. You feel a pull, but not quite enough.
Oh, God.
Toss the Brian.
You basically uncork it right in front of it. You lay your flaming sword into the ground. You're like, in! And nothing happens.
All right, yeah, I'm tossing it to Brian. It's up to you, Kazaska. Right. And then I'm hiding.
Everybody hide.
I'm bothering you.
Yeah, it is your turn. You dive into it.
He's blinking.
Yeah, I'm waiting until it goes boom.
You see, like, bubbles come out as, like, the bodies just start decaying. You see bones dropping into the water around you. So and, but you got like a flashlight on your head.
He jumps into the ship, gem? Comes out, and it's the pulling spring.
And I'm
spring.
Back.
It's like, hey!
Use your speed.
Do I need to use my thingamajigs?
Yeah.
Okay. It'd be nice to know if I could actually throw the thing at Mark's character and make sure that he has on, because I know he can hit harder than me. Oh, yeah, I definitely have enough movement.
All right. You see, he's not yet in the range to throw it. But you see him come back into the main chamber where you guys are in. He's covered in gore, head to toe. But all seven gems are lit up on on his head.
Where now, are you?
Now it's your turn.
I'm so glad I have purity of body.
Sometimes he's born with it.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
Top of the order, the creature floats off the ground and its center eye opens.
Oh, crap.
And it's looking straight at Hutzel.
Then all of my stuff is just like...
Your sword just, like, flutters out.
We can't let it look at Mark.
I feel like Chicken Tonight Weaver song.
It needs to stay away from Mark.
Well, you did it again. I have about 10 minutes to finish up a fight with the Beholder before, I run out of time. Not personally. I'll be around for a while, but... You'll see what I mean. Thank you very much for your support and listening to Dungenetics. We can be reached at dungenetics@gmail.com. Dungenetics on Instagram, Dungenetics on Twitter. And there's a lot of people that have reached out to us recently, and I thank them all, be it the guys from Encounter Roleplay, or This Is Gonna Hurt, or many of the other D&D podcasts out there. Stubborn Heroes, Appear in Battle, amazing, amazing. And even the gentleman at Moon Rat Media. But there is one Twitch streamer. If you're on Twitch, I recommend you watch his stream. His name is Los Deedles. LOSDEEDLES. Thank you very much for your support. Anyway, back to our adventure. Hopefully, we'll come home with our very own special prize in a bottle.
Its anti-magic zone goes 150 feet straight in front of it.
Oh, man.
So both of you are D-magic. Your staff goes silent.
Wait, can I use the flask?
No.
You can move and use the flask.
Can I?
Roll.
Make it good.
Okay.
Make it real good. Six plus four.
All right, you missed.
We are all going to die now.
All right, now it goes to Fighter.
Oh, boy.
You'll be a hero.
You pull your non-magical sword out of the ground. Do you have anything else?
Just start hack slashing at it.
Dude, I got nothing.
Tell it a funny joke.
Get out of the way.
Hey, dude, you can still attack it.
Yeah.
Go deadly strike on it.
Guy walks into a talent agent.
It sucks I can't use the flaming aspect of it.
Let me bring in my family.
This is by far the most... This creature is even more dangerous than the dragon you fled from in the Astroport.
Oh, my lord.
But just standing there and admiring its beauty is not going to win you the fight.
Come on, Hutzel.
Well,
it's got to start sooner or later. Let it start with you.
To be you.
All right.
So basically, your amulet, you can once a day use gems. You can use one gem to heal yourself once per day, or you can use all seven to make any hit automatically a critical hit.
Cool.
All right, I'm going balls in, hoping I can keep this thing's attention and not getting... Balls deep. Wow, 4 plus 8.
That is 4 plus 8?
Do I have advantage?
Yeah. Look at me! Look at me!
You actually don't. Oh yeah, you still have that 4 plus 8. No, you missed. You lunge at the thing and you swing and it just kind of like bobs up over your blade.
We gotta use this blade. All right, Bobby, you're lightning.
Okay.
Then it is Bobby's turn.
Lightning feet.
Bobby. Yes.
I could actually run by, grab flask. No, is that a bad idea? Because I go in the cone, it would just turn off all the gems.
I'm the only one to use the flask.
Yeah. Dude, once you leave the cone, the magic returns.
Yeah. So, you just run around, drop the thing.
He's the only one that has an intelligence modifier.
Yeah, he's got the best chance of using the flask.
Yeah.
Okay. I gotta keep going with the flask.
Okay, this is what I'm gonna do then. Fleet foot, circle the other way, go up the wall, drop off Mr. Whatever the heck that thing is. And can I see any high up little nook cranny I can hold on to just so I can be really high up?
You could.
Yeah.
Parkour.
Parkour. I'm a coward and I run.
All right, you run up along the wall.
Parkour brothers.
Grabbing onto a thing, stopping your swinging at the end of your run. And while you're swinging, you throw down the death circlet down to Mark.
Well, if he's got a ready to action, does that mean he can act immediately?
Yeah. You put it on and consume all the gems and hit it. But it automatically turns it into a critical.
8 plus 7 is 10.
You get advantage since it doesn't know where you are yet.
So roll again.
2.
What? Oh my god.
All right, you don't waste the souls because it only upgrades once you hit. So you jump out of the... After Bobby's excellent that you ready to action, you come out of the thing with the dagger.
Face on floor.
And the thing just sidesteps you and you like tumble across the stone. That was your ready to action.
Idiot.
Your ready to action was to look like an idiot. Well. 3. All right.
It does not.
3 eyes fire. Who is not going to be hit? You're one, you're four. Four. You didn't get hit.
All right. I was underneath it, so he didn't see me.
We'll start with Bobby.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Hey, I make a constitution save.
I'll be honest, if we can't pull 15? Something off, it will probably
right, you
wipe
feel
our
like
entire party.
This, like, energy beam try to grab you and throw you across the room, but you hold on to the ledge.
Okay, good.
It's probably the best person that didn't get hit, honestly, is me.
Yeah.
Because I actually have another chance now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Correct.
We just have to make sure you...
Make a wisdom saving throw.
Me?
Yep.
Oh, man.
He has none.
Yeah.
Minus one.
No, my intelligence is my one. Oh. My wisdom is just zero.
Oh, there you go. All
right, two.
14.
You passed.
Oh.
Way to go.
You don't have a minus one to that, right?
No, just intelligence.
Because right. 14 is what you needed to pass. You can feel like fear, but you overcome it.
This creature
wisdom save.
Is the coolest.
Here we go.
Six.
You
six.
Forget how to make a Lego.
You don't. You don't feel any differently.
Okay. Yeah,
look at you.
Excellent.
Interesting.
It is now your turn.
All right. I'm
Come
going
on,
again.
Mark.
I'm going again.
I wonder why
Magic
you don't feel
dagger.
Any differently. It's interesting.
With the thingy charged up.
All right.
Death circlet.
Maybe because I
16.
Yes.
That
plus
hits.
Seven.
Yes.
Oh, that should max critical.
All right. So, what is your You have your three expertise dice, 18 damage. What is your dagger damage? 1d4 plus what?
Five.
So that's nine. So you did 27 points of damage. No, if you had hit it when it was unaware, you could have tried to assassinate it. But now it knew when you come tumbling, you know, out of the darkness, like a astute thief. Mage, you... roll a lightning bolt.
Okay. I can't use my flask anymore?
You were charmed last turn.
Yeah. See, when you guys were like, that's weird, okay. I was like, yes, this is going to be weird.
No, just roll 66.
We're all going to get hit.
Except for more.
Five.
Wow. Really, wow. Brian? Now you get the super roll?
All right, what do you got? 27?
22,
27. All right, roll a dex save.
Me?
Oh, boy.
I actually have a plus two, so.
This is going to get melee.
17,
18,
19.
All right, and you got 22?
27.
27, so that is 13. So you take 13 points of damage.
Who, me?
Yep.
And I can't parry that, can I?
No. So you're basically standing, you're fighting the thing, and all of a sudden,
Brian, hits
Brian just turns around, is not even paying attention to the iron flask, and just fucking throws a lightning bolt at you.
God damn it.
And you're not on charm. Just to let you know that.
Oh, great. So much for the flask idea.
Fighter?
Uncharm me. Get naked.
That would probably be the most uncharming thing I could do. But
oh, that no, was his joke. Yeah.
Sword. Is his sword got magic now?
So I think that's stand up.
No, he's still standing in front of it.
So he doesn't have magic.
I guess I'll just go for damage. 12 plus 8.
You
use two. Well, might as well go all in because anything this thing uses is magic and I can't parry a magic spell.
Go all in.
Go big or go home.
I'm gonna have to.
Oh!
Wow!
18! Oh. Alright, roll your normal damage.
Yahtzee!
Eight plus
18.
26.
Hacha
macha. Man!
You're really angry when you're angry.
So far, you guys have done a total of almost 60 damage.
Man, it's only got 170,000
money. Yeah, pretty much.
And so after the fighter goes the monk.
Okay. Where is it in retrospect to where I am?
You're hanging above it.
Oh, fantastic. Oh. I'm just going to just like squirrel my way right down and just drop Hurricane Strike on it.
Wait, who has the...
Yeah, I'm going to bounce him like a basketball. That's what I'm hoping for.
All right, go for it.
Oh, sweet. Because basically...
What?
I'll give you advantage on this since...
No, cool.
So I get two rolls?
Yep.
Okay. That's a 16. Or.
I would take the 16.
All right.
Plus whatever.
Yeah, you hit it.
Okay, cool.
How many expertise dice are you doing?
Ooh, actually, you know what? I do want to balance them. Yeah, because I think of this way. If I give a little bit of this to the... Tell you what, we'll do that for the damage and that for the movement. How's that?
All right. So you do 6 damage to him. And you hit him to the ground. He hits the ground and then rolls 50 feet into a wall.
Am I on
the other end of the chamber?
Nice.
He spun all around. He's not looking at any of you at the moment.
Soccer shirt. Am I on charm now?
Soccer shirt.
No.
No.
Alright, let me see your character sheet.
We're getting hit with Thunder Wave.
Monk. After skyballing the fucking beholder.
Alright.
Pound him again.
Who's got the flask?
Oh.
Brian. But he's charmed.
I'm still charmed.
If you can, like,
punch him in the face.
Just hit him
punch
so that he's uncharmed.
Face,
yeah, yeah.
Supposedly I can't punch, but I can do everything else.
Actually, why don't you just kick me in the face as you're running?
Oh, around. No, I'm pretty good at that.
Actually, can you dispel charm? Does your character have that ability?
No. I can heal.
But hey, use your...
I'd really rather not have him use Thunder Wave on us.
Use real punches and not
I might as well basketball him around the room again.
No, hit Brian.
The G-charm him.
Just punch Brian.
That work?
Just regular punch.
I'm going to do the... Knuckle.
Woo!
Yeah. Okay, let's do it.
Alright, roll.
Is that a minor action or?
No, that's a full action. You punched him.
Oh, good lord.
God, please don't hit me.
Six?
Six plus. Oh, come on. Surely he's charmed.
He's a wizard, for God's sakes. He's outclassing all of us in hand to hand.
However, you do hit him because he is flanked with guys trying to punch him. Because he's on the other side of him attacking.
I missed.
All right, so am I uncharmed?
Roll damage. 4 damage. You wake up.
Oh, thanks.
He knocks the cobwebs out of your head.
With a bloody nose.
You see the beholder get back up, spin around, and start heading towards you.
Oh, no.
Now it's the rogue's turn. So he is looking directly at you three now. Because you're the biggest concentration. He's not looking at you. Because you guys were all standing together as you guys were all trying to punch the wizard.
So I can
do nothing magical?
Hit him, I guess.
All right, go for it.
Toss the crown.
I can toss the crown to Hutzel.
The crown is all used up now. All the things are dull now. He used it to do his strike.
That's right. Fancy refill?
I toss it back to Bobby. You can hand it. He's standing right next to you.
Yeah, hand it to Bobby.
Minor action, and then what do you want to do for your turn?
See if
you can bind it with the crossbow.
When you hand me the crown, I know exactly what I need to do with it.
It is now the mage's turn, and you are free.
But it's looking try to see if you can move out of its, like...
Can I move out and go flask?
You can.
Flask it again.
Yeah. Do it.
But he's got... How can
use
he
a different
D20. Run off to the side.
Oh.
That's what he said.
Here we go. Let's go for gold. 10 plus
14.
All right, you pull it. You feel like this, like the lights dim in the room, and you see this like sucking, and like the beholder just flies towards you, hits the top of the flask, and just gets pulled until it gets smaller and smaller, and just squeezes into it, and the cork just goes right at the top.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
We captured it!
Oh, man.
$50!
With a 14, you did that? Were you just being nice?
You really didn't need that much to
hit
it with.
Last time you got a 12, so we were like literally 2 points away.
True, okay. All right.
Oh, we did
it. We did.
Okay.
We captured it.
We have to make a vow here, though.
Never open the flask.
With great power and responsibility.
So you have reprisoned the creature trapped here and killed all his
minions.
So the mine is now successfully clear.
Oh, man.
So we basically, you rest again. Eason's excited.
Oh, can I hug him with my gore?
Body. Yeah, you can okay. He gives you his your
high
new jail.
Give Craig a high five.
Sorry.
Bloody high five.
He didn't like that too much. You hug him with gore all over you.
As you guys rest and heal up, you take a few days to catch your breath. During those days, several trappers and farmers that frequently enter and leave the city, the town to the north, have vanished.
Oh, man.
One trapper that arrived in town claims to have been chased and interrogated by slender figures garbed in cloaks and robes.
There's your leaf folk.
You pissed off some elves somewhere.
And they were keep asking people about an ancient prison.
Let the guy out.
And that nightclub has turned into like the hottest place in town. Everyone goes there. Most of all the remaining merchants basically attend there, and a bunch of the merchants that survive have become filthy rich, much richer than they used to be.
There we go. Did I get it? Is it within the time? Oh, crap. I'm over by a minute. Whatever. Thank you very much for listening to Dungeonettes. We're going to be out with another episode every other week, so if you can wait 15 days, I promise you, you'll be happier the day before. Adventure at home, and remember, all you really need in life is in your head and in your heart, and all the rest is